USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Snow is falling in the Washington, D.C. area as a major winter storm makes its way up the East Coast. The storm affecting 40 million Americans, and New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy says his state is preparing for the worst.
If you experience a blackout, remember, folks, please immediately report it to your electric company. Do not assume that your neighbor or somebody else has called it in.
The New Jersey Democrat speaking there as that area prepares for 6 to 8 inches of snow between now and Thursday night. A Kenyan national is being indicted for helping plan a 9/11-style terror attack on the United States. The New York Attorney's Office saying the 30-year-old obtained his pilot's license in the Philippines at the direction of the terror group El Shabaab. The FBI and other law enforcement members were able to stop the plot. USA Radio News.
Greg Kelly Reports is breaking ratings records. It's the hit new show on Newsmax TV. President Trump was recently on Greg Kelly, and every night more than 2 million people tune in. Kelly is a former combat Marine pilot and White House correspondent. He's asking the tough questions the media won't. Tune in to Greg Kelly on Newsmax at 7 p.m. Eastern. Plus, watch Newsmax for Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Alan Dershowitz, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, and a lot more. Newsmax is on all major cable systems like DirecTV, Dish, Xfinity, Cox, Optimum, Spectrum, Fios, and more. If you don't get Newsmax, call your cable operator today. Tell them you want it. Plus, watch Newsmax TV for free on Roku, Zumo, YouTube, Pluto, Apple TV, and even smart TVs like Samsung Plus and LG. Newsmax is already one of America's top cable news channels. Find out why. Watch it today. Newsmax is real news for real people. You should watch Newsmax.
Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar believes a coronavirus vaccine from biotech company Moderna will be available soon.
If everything stays on track, I hope within days we'll see the FDA authorization of the Moderna vaccine. And if that's the case, we have allotted 5.9 million doses of vaccine of Moderna for next week on top of the 2 million that's been allotted from Pfizer.
Azar also telling people ahead of Christmas to be careful about indoor gatherings. Some California residents are taking action against Governor Gavin Newsom.
An organizer to recall California Governor Gavin Newsom attributes the effort's momentum not to any blue or red tide, but a citizen's tide based on the governor's hypocritical actions during the pandemic. Annie Dunsmore of Rescue California 2021 said Tuesday that the recall effort is a culmination of many missteps by Newsom. At this time, organizers say they have half of the 1.5 million signatures needed to put it on the ballot. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Going a little bit more in-depth on one of the top stories as the day, as the Republican-led Senate Homeland Security Committee continues to hear allegations of voter irregularities and voter fraud in the 2020 election, one of the witnesses testifying is Jesse Bunnell. He's an attorney in Nevada. He explains some of the irregularities in Nevada.
The election was inevitably riddled with fraud, and our hotline never stopped ringing. Our team began chasing down every lead. Our evidence came both from data scientists and from brave whistleblowers. Here's what we found. Over 42,000 people voted more than once. Our experts were able to make this determination by reviewing the list of actual voters and comparing it to other voters with the same name, address, and date of birth. This method was also able to catch people using different variations of their first name, such as William and Bell, and individuals who were registered both under a married name and a maiden name. At least 1,500 dead people are recorded as voting, as shown by comparing the list of male voters with the Social Security death records. More than 19,000 people voted even though they didn't live in Nevada. This does not include military voters or students. These voters were identified by comparing the list of voters with the U.S. Postal Service's National Change of Address database, among other sources.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.